May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Today we gather to celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. I think it's very appropriate that this is St. Paul's church. Since I've been here, there's something I've noticed about this congregation that gathers on a weekly basis as it goes about its life out in the community. Is that there is a sense of being St. Paul's. There's a sense of following the way of the saint for whom we are named, of proclaiming the good news to those around us. To put ourselves in positions that may not always be comfortable, but reaching out in a way that touches people's lives and brings them to the point of conversion. Because really, conversion is what we are all about. It is about changing our lives and about changing the lives of the people that we encounter so that they may see and know and feel within themselves that Jesus in some way has touched them. I love the fact that St. Paul takes such pride in being the best Jew ever. He surpassed all of his colleagues, all of the people of his age in Judaism. He was truly great. But then something happened. Something happened, his greatness didn't change, but he realized that his greatness was based on his belief in Jesus. Now that took a while to happen. He was walking, riding, whatever, down the road, and Jesus blinded him. Jesus spoke to him as Jesus speaks to us. And he said, "You are different. Your mission, your calling has now changed. And now your job is to share the good news of the gospel with everyone. Not just the usual suspects, not those who adhere to the Jewish law only, but to all of my creation. The hope that I bring is hope not just for the chosen few, but it is hope for all. And that is the gospel that we proclaim this day. That is the converting, transforming love that is ours to share. We are the ones who, like Paul, need to go into the places where the word may not have been heard or understood. We are the ones who need to enter people's lives and say, look, we have something that you need. We have hope through a loving Savior who has loved us so much that we cannot contain it. We can't shut it in within these walls no more than we can shut it in within our lives. The good news of the gospel, the good news that Paul proclaimed, was something that erupts forth from anyone who has encountered the living Jesus Christ. Week after week, we encounter him. Week after week, we are fed by him. Week by week, we are empowered and given strength through the gift of the Spirit as we find it in each other. We are St. Paul's Church. And we are named that for a reason. Because it is on our shoulders that the proclamation of the gospel that St. Paul shared all those years ago continues through us. The last line of the hymn that we sang between the two lessons this morning are these. The hope of peace shall be fulfilled, for all the earth shall know the Lord. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of love to share, because we are far from that world of peace that we all yearn for. Go ye forth into the world and proclaim the gospel, just as Paul did. Go forth into the world and live the gospel with strength and conviction, so that all may be converted and know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, the Prince of Peace. Go ye forth. Amen.